We know that saying no is really important, but how do you do it? One strategy is to separate the decision from the relationship. The author says that requests and relationships are often confused. Denying the request doesn't mean you're denying the person making the request. When you understand this, it's easier to make a clear decision. Another way you can gracefully say no is to realize you don't have to use the word no. Sometimes, of course, you'll have to tell the person a blunt no, but most of the time, there are other ways to respectfully and gracefully decline a request. One way is the soft no, which is like saying, "No, but..." For instance, a friend invites you to coffee, but you're way too busy. You might say, "I'm sorry, but I'm really busy with a project this month. Let me know if we could meet up at the end of the summer instead." You're saying no to right now, but communicating that you do want to get together when you have more time. Saying no to your boss or another leader presents its own challenges. Try this. When your boss makes a request that will compromise your ability to work effectively, say, "Yes, no problem. What should I deprioritize to do this?" This reminds your boss or other superior that you're going to have to neglect something else to accommodate their request. There are several other strategies in this chapter that will help you say no more gracefully. We think all of them are really useful.
Find out what we thought about this book in the Mind Tools Club.